It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, from the Row Activity Center in the Kansas Falls City Sacred Heart. It's the 2025 Pioneer Conference Tournament semifinals. Four games today involving four girls teams, four boys teams that have qualified to get to the semifinal and plan for a championship coming up on Saturday here in Falls City. I'm John Nixon with Randy Gatula. It's a great day outside, and we expect to fill the rack, as they say here today, Randy.
I think we will, John. It's going to be a basketball marathon, as you mentioned. We start off this afternoon with the Johnson-Brock girls and Diller O'Dell. Our 4:30 ball game has the Johnson-Brock boys facing Southern. Then at 6 o'clock, we'll be back on the boys' side with Pawnee City and Exeter Milligan Friend. And then our nightcap tonight at 7:30, back in the girls' bracket, it'll be the Lord Central Catholic Knights and the Sacred Heart Irish. That's what we have on tap for our listeners. John, I got to say, before we go any farther here, during the intro, I heard him mention the MSC radio app on your cell phone. I can attest that is a pretty neat deal. It doesn't matter if you're in Puerto Rico or Barbados or where you are in the world, you're two clicks away from having Sunny or KTNC on your cell phone. I checked it out this past week, and that's really kind of special.
Does it come in Spanish in those other countries?
No, not at all.
Still English?
Still English.
I thought maybe you translated it across the date line.
I don't think technology has advanced that far, but I don't see you speaking Spanish anyway,
John. No. I can count to nine.
That new news might get interesting.
I can count to nine. That's about it anymore.
John, we're going to have some great basketball here today. We've got some good basketball teams around southeast Nebraska, and not the least of which are the boys and girls from Johnson-Brock. These Johnson-Brock girls are 17-1. They lost their season opener to Lincoln Christian, but man, after that, they've never looked back. They've rolled off 17 straight wins on the boys' side for Johnson-Brock. They are 18-0 on the season. I've lost count. I think tonight they're going for either their 53rd or 54th straight. 55.
I think it's five.
Okay, they won a couple while I was gone. Okay, so 55 straight wins. I know they picked up their 50th out of the Mudecas championship, so I mean, that's just phenomenal to string that many games together and playing against some upper division schools in the middle of that string also.
Yes, they certainly are. In a girls' contest, say all four of the teams left in the semifinals are ranked, either from C2, D1, or D2. They're all ranked, and when you get down in our neighborhood, it doesn't really matter what class you play in. They're all about the same size anyway, and they just battle till the very end every time.
Well, the Pioneer Conference is a good place to play basketball if you appreciate good competition, because we've certainly got it among these teams.
Let's take a two-minute timeout while the teams are all warming up. We'll come back. We'll tell you about the starters in today's game between Dill O'Dell and the Johnson-Brock girls. Coming up on Sunny 101.3.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Roe Activity Center here in Fall City. Pioneer Conference semifinal action. Girls game coming up first. The Johnson Brock Eagles and the Diller Odell Griffins. I'm Randy Gatula, John Nixon alongside. If you're just checking in here during our pregame, it's time now to take a look at the starting lineup. First of all, for the Diller Odell Griffins, they will be the visitors on tonight's scoreboard. They are 12-6 on the year. They'll go with Ashley Dewis. Dewis, a senior at 5'2". Bailey Vilda, 5'8 and a senior. Also, Aiden McKinney, a junior at 5'9". Miley Wears is a 5'9 senior. And Jaden Hayek, a senior at 5'2". Now, John, noticeably absent from that starting lineup is Madeline Party. Party, a 5'7 senior, has been starting all year long. She averages 4.4 points per ball game. She has an ankle injury, and unfortunately, the young lady is out for the season, and she is a senior. So Madeline Party not in uniform tonight for the Griffins. They're coached by head coach John Moore. As we said, they're 12-6 on the season. Starting lineup for the Johnson Brock Eagles, 18-1 on the year, John. They lost the season opener to Lincoln Christian. They have rolled off 18 straight wins since then. Coached by coaches Jeff Ottoman and Andy Buckmeyer, they'll go with Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens is a senior, averages 9.2 points per ball game. Daly Pelican, just a sophomore at the point guard. She averages just over 8 points per game. Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer, a senior, averaging over 4 points plus 4.5 rebounds. Chloe Weiss, a senior, 7.2 points and 3 rebounds per game. And Taryn Ottoman, she leads the team in all categories. She's a senior. She averages 19 points per game and 8.3 rebounds for the Eagles. As we said, they are 18-1 on the season.
Johnson Brock comes in here today in the girls' contest. They've got a pair of wins over Diller Odell already. 56-44 back in December 17th and 60-37 at the Medeckis tournament back here just a couple of weeks ago. We'll take another two-minute timeout. We'll be back with the tip-off of the girls' game between Johnson Brock and Diller Odell on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Nemaha County Hospital is hosting a life-saving blood drive on February 13th, and they need your help. You can reserve a time between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. by calling Carla at 402-274-6127. Every drop of blood donated goes directly towards helping those in need, from accident victims to patients undergoing critical treatments. Join us in this vital cause with Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time. Call 402-274-6127 to schedule your blood donation February 13th.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back. Here's the Row Activity Center. If we can set for the tip-off here, we've got one team introduced, looking for the other one to come in. Then we'll be ready to roll here.
Number 30, senior, Row Activity Center.
First of four games coming up here today. On Sunny 101.3 today and tonight. Johnson Brock, number one team. They'll be the home team in the white. Del Rodell comes in here as lead number four in the tournament.
Dave Bryant and Joe Wolfslager.
And now, we're ready to go. Stepping into the center circle will be Taryn Ottoman.
Welcome to the rack.
Johnson Brock, the Eagles will go right to left
play
here.
Some basketball.
In the first half, stepping in for the Griffin, Aiden McKinney, a 5'9 junior. Here we go. The tip will go out of bounds. Nope, they got a save. Weir saves it. And now here comes Del Rodell to the front court with the basketball. Weir keeps the dribble on the left sideline. Now works her way toward the middle in the backcourt. Pass off left side now down there to McKinney. McKinney back out top with the pass. They swing it around now to the free throw line. Left-handed jumper up and good for Ashley Jewis. And we've got a 2-0 lead for Del Rodell. Good start for the Griffin girls. Trap in the backcourt. Vice caught there. Lost it forward. It's tipped and it's going to be stolen away. And then lost out of bounds. The Dewis couldn't get the handle on the basketball. Instead of grabbing it, she tried to dribble it.
A little surprised at the trouble that Johnson Brock was having with that pressure on that first trip down. They didn't even get it across the center court line there, John.
Inbounding, Daly Pelican for the Eagles. She'll bring it in. Now get it right back on the right side. Skip it across to the left side of the floor to Buckmeyer. She'll go down the left corner. Ottoman back out top. Now in the middle and back out. Vice for three. It's up. It's off the rim. No good. Ottoman bangs in to Aiden McKinney. No foul called. And then we have a push foul on the Eagles trying to make it a steal after that.
Foul will be on Brooklyn Buckmeyer. On Buckmeyer, that is her first personal team foul, number one of the quarter on the Eagles.
So Weirs will bring the ball up the court now for Del Rodell. Off the left side, Johnson Brock. Well, there's a ball trapped in the corner and now traveling call as Aiden McKinney gets caught between two defenders over there. Randy, the Griffin girls have some knee problems.
Yeah, they do. Aiden McKinney getting her first start tonight in place of the injured Madeline Party with an ankle.
Two of them got those big knee braces on. They're kind of hard to move, and Aiden McKinney jumps up after a sky ball. There it was thrown forward and banged into Brooklyn Buckmeyer gets the foul.
McKinney's first personal team foul, number one of the quarter on the Lady Griffins.
Johnson Brock from the baseline on their end of the court. Inbounding will be senior Chloe Weiss. Chloe gets ready. Slaps the ball. Ready. Brings it out top. Pelican left side. Gives the ball up there for Buckmeyer. She'll drive in. She'll pull up. Shoot it. Missed it short. Rebound out of bounds. Off the hands of Brooklyn Barons.
Johnson Brock got off to a real slow start against Southern on Tuesday night at Johnson. In fact, that was like an 8-6 ball game late in the first quarter.
To the front court come the Griffins. Out on the right side, McKinney with it. A bounce pass inside there for Hayek. And now back out. McKinney driving in. A little off balance. Throws it up. Didn't draw iron, but the ball is picked up by a teammate. Now into McKinney again. They throw it out, and it's stolen away by Barron. Barron to the front court the other way. Throws it off the glass. It won't go, but a whistle and a foul on the Griffins.
Foul's going to be called once again on Aiden McKinney. That is her second personal and team foul number two on Del Rodell.
At the free throw line, Brooklyn Barons trying to get Johnson Brock their first point of the game. This one's too strong off the back iron. No good. Remains 2-0 at 6:10 to play of quarter number one here at the Pioneer Conference semifinals. Second one up, second one drops through, and it's a 2-1 ball game. The lead to Del Rodell. Where's the front? They come, show a trap, get it to McKinney, free throw line jumper, short, headed out of bounds, and the Griffins tried to save it, couldn't get to it.
Bailey Vilda had her toe on the end line when she went after that basketball. Great effort, though. 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter, 2-1, Del Rodell up.
5'8 junior Berkeley Beekman checks in for Dillardell in place of McKinney with the two fouls. Here's a drive and another foul on the Griffins as Brooklyn Behrens takes it in the paint. Tried to get to the hole and a foul on the Griffins.
Bailey Vilda called for that one on Bailey, her first team foul number 3 already on Dillardell.
Behrens back at the line where she just made 1 out of 2 and now she's made 2 in a row. And we're going to tie a ball game at 2 apiece. One more coming for the senior, for Johnson Brock. Left-hander fires it up. In, out, off the rim, no. Rebound, Ottoman had it, lost it. Dewis comes down with the rebound for Dillardell. Crosses midcourt and a cross-court pass, nearly swiped away. Weirs recovers it, now back to the right side. Inside to Weirs, about 4 defenders, able to control the basketball as it got knocked loose. Now Weirs will skip it across, and with the pass, the catch is Vilda. Her pass, her turn, stolen away. We go the other way, and a layup, a scoop by Behrens won't go. A lot of contact down there. They knocked the ball loose from Behrens. It went right back to her. She tried to scoop it in, but couldn't get it to go. Eagle ball on the baseline. Chloe Weiss to inbound it. Gets it into Ottoman. Back out top, swinging around inside to Weiss. Weiss bounces it down low, right block. Ottoman back outside. Three-pointer on the way by Behrens won't go, and the ball is out of bounds. And both teams having a struggle with their shooting here in the first 3 minutes of the ball game.
Well, Johnson Brock's offense just seems a little bit disjointed here right now, John. They're really not ever been able to get into their offense yet.
Weirs to the front court with the dribble for Dillardell. Take the ball inside to Vilda. Back out. Dewis for 3. Short, and Ottoman comes down with the loose ball rebound for Johnson Brock. Pushes it up the floor to Pelican. Pelican, left side with the ball. Buckmeyer back to Pelican, over to Weiss. Free throw line down the middle, driving, underhand layup. Behrens won't go, and the rebound brought down by Vilda. Vilda to Weirs to the front court, weaving up the floor. Stops, pops for 3, off the mark, no good. Rebound saved in, it didn't draw iron. Clock will reset now as Chloe Weiss comes down with it. She'll drive, a lot of contact, off the rim, no good. And the ball saved in. Weiss ends up with it, saved in there by Behrens. Oh, they're calling some fouls, but they're certainly letting it play, Randy.
Yep, that foul is going to be on Jaden Hayek. On Hayek, that is her first. John, that's team foul number 4 already here with over 4 minutes to play in the period.
Chloe Weiss at the line. Gets set, fires, it's up, it's off, no good.
Well, if you'd have told me we were going to play the first 4 minutes of this ball game and only have one field goal between the two teams, that would surprise me.
Ready again, Chloe Weiss. Senior sets, fires, it's up, it's good. And Johnson Brock has her first lead of the ball game, 3-2 at the 4:17 mark. Weirs up the floor off the left side to Dewis. Dewis, use up her dribble, bounce pass down low, Vilda. Throw to the middle, stolen away. Ottoman on the run the other way with the ball. 3-on-2, pass ahead to Weiss. Layup won't go. Ottoman the rebound. The put-up won't go. Tipped out of there. Back to Johnson Brock and a three-pointer on the way. No good by Daly Pelican. And now here's a steal by Weiss. This layup ought to go. It's up, it's good, and Weirs. Randy, do they butt heads?
I thought she hit her head on the floor, looked to me like.
It could be.
Yeah, Weiss got the basket to fall, but Weirs is down on the floor holding her head here, and I believe she hit her head on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
John, it looks like Miley Weirs maybe just had the wind knocked out of her. She seems to be holding her chest here and bending over trying to get some deep breaths down here in the corner. I think she'll be all right.
The steal went to Johnson Brock, and the bucket went good for the Eagles, so it's 5-2 now. 3:38 to play in the first quarter. Dillardell across court with a pass to Madison Rosebaugh, who came into the game for Weirs. Now get the ball to Vilda. build it back to Roseball, and they really don't have their main ball handler with Weirs out of the game. Inside, and a layup up and good for Beatman.
Beatman by 4.
Backing up, Chloe Weiss started it behind the backcourt. Now Pelican gets it, passes it off, gets it right back. Weiss between the circles to the right side with the pass. And down the lane with it goes Barron, drives in, lost the ball. It falls to her teammate, Tara Ottoman, who lays it up and in. And now it's 7-4, Johnson Brock.
John, they're letting them play basketball under the basket here.
Oh, yeah. That's all right. All is fair. That's fine. Here's a pass. Not familiar with that signal.
And I have a foul called on Johnson Brock. A foul is going to be on Daly Pelican. On Daly, that's her first personal, and that's team foul number 2 on the Lady Eagles.
The official stuck up his hand and tapped himself in the forehead 3 times. I'm not sure what that was. It's a new one. Here's a 3-point attempt from the top of the key. Off the mark, no good by Hayek. Rebound brought out of there by Buckmeyer. Up the floor to Weiss. Weiss, stutter step, drives into Ottoman. Down low on the bounce pass. We're going to have a held ball that will belong to
Bailey Vilda. Did a great job of just reaching in and grabbing the basketball as Ottoman tried to go up with it. Got the tie up. Here's Miley Weirs back into the ball game. I didn't think she'd be out long.
Everybody lined up sideline to sideline along the baseline. And the ball is ran down by Pelican near midcourt. Device to Pelican off the right side. Back to Pelican. Come left side of the floor. Now into the high post and out to Ottoman. Left side wing. 3 ball up. No good. Pelican up tall. Got the rebound. Then stolen away by Weirs. Weirs throws it ahead for Dewis. Catches it. Corrals it. Leaves it back in the middle. Now over to Weirs. She'll fire a 3 from the left side. It's on the rim. No. Ottoman with the rebound. And the Eagles on the run. Ahead to Barron's. Layup is up and good. She's got 4 points. That's her first field goal. And it's 9-4. The other way, in the middle, off the glass, up, no good by Vilda. Rebound, Chloe Weiss on the run back the other way for Johnson Brock. Pulls up, 2 defenders go by, 1 went by, 1 here in the shoulder. Passes off to Ottoman, back to Weiss, over to Ottoman, right side wing. Back to the top, the elbow. Weiss, so the bounce pass in, and the ball is kicked by Rodell. It'll remain with the Eagles in the front court on the side. Got a sub coming in here for Del Rodell. Oh.
Haley Miller. Haley Miller is number 1.
I don't have number 1. Okay. All right. So, Johnson Brock ball with it to the front court. Inside is going to be Buckmeyer. Swinging over to Weiss in the right elbow for 3. Long. No. Pelican the rebound. Drives in, throws it up, it won't go, but a whistle and a foul on the Griffins.
Foul's going to be on Ashley Dewis, on Ashley, her first. Team foul number 5.
A couple of free throws coming up here for Pelican. First one on the way up, and the bank is open. Pelican's got her first point of the ball game.
Here's Kinley Weiss into the ball game now, just a freshman, averages 2.7 points per ball game. Kinley in there replacing Brooklyn Barrons.
10-4, free throw up, it's off, no good. Dewis the rebound for the Griffins. Up the left side of the floor to the front court. Throws across court, nobody home. Daly Pelican comes up with it, throws it ahead to the freshman. She can't hit on the layup, and the ball's out of bounds off of Del Rodell, touching it last with Roseball. So, Eagle ball on the baseline. Chloe Weiss will trigger. She's going to actually be on the side, right at the baseline. Ottoman takes the inbound. Passes off, gets it back, right side, swing it down in the left corner, in the right corner, rather. Buckmeyer fires a long one, no, and the rebound. Griffin's had it. Now, Wyatt Weirs tries to save it. Ottoman for 3 after the steal, too strong. Pelican the rebound, drives in. A lot of ball blocked, and coming out of there with it will be Vilda. So we'll come the other way now with it in the hands of Del Rodell with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Weirs backs up off the right side now to Miller. Miller holds it. 13 on the shot clock, 19 on the game clock. Take the ball inside, Vilda, and her pass knocked away, stolen by Pelican. Pelican will give it up now to Buckmeyer. Pelican with 9 on the clock, holds it beyond the three-point line. Ottoman in the corner, and it's going to be Weiss for 3. It's up, it's no good. And now the rebound to Weirschill. He was towards the end of the floor. No good, and after 1, it's Johnson Brock 10, and Del Rodell 4. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know martial arts are great for the body, mind, and soul? Come find out during free trial week at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City, Monday the 17th, Wednesday the 19th, Saturday the 22nd, and Monday the 24th. All classes are free to try. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts for teens and adults, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. We have something for everyone. Find out more at hellermartialarts.com or give us a call at 402-380-3383.
The home equity loans here at Frontier Bank let you take advantage of the equity you've built up in your home. Whether you want to finance home improvements or other major purchases, a home equity loan can help you achieve your objective. The interest on the loan may be tax deductible. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders or schedule an appointment today.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Put 8 minutes up on the clock. Ready to go in the second quarter. 10-4. The Eagles lead. Del Rodell, Randy.
Del Rodell with a basketball. Miley Weirs across the timeline to the left elbow. Jaden Hayek. Hayek up top of the key finds Haley Miller. Looking inside for Bailey Vilda. The ball went off of Vilda out of bounds. And it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Vilda touched it last. She's claiming she did not. Now we may have an overruling here. The officials say no the other way. Apparently, she did not touch it.
Apparently, the guy next to it couldn't tell, huh?
Yeah, that's for sure. All right. Miley Weirs will inbound it. She'll trigger it in baseline, right side under her own basket. Brings it up top here to Hayek. Back to Weirs for a long three that's off the iron. Doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Beekman. Up to the top of the key, Vilda. They go to Hayek once again to Vilda around the outside. Inside Hayek in the paint. This is Bailey Vilda. Turnaround shot off the glass. No. Whistle and a foul, and Bailey Vilda will be at the line. She'll be shooting 2 shots.
Brooklyn Buckmeyer with the foul. Her second, first foul of quarter number 2.
Bailey Vilda averages 7.1 points per ball game. Has not scored this afternoon. The first shot is up and off. Does not go. She'll get a second attempt. She's a 5'8 senior. Playing her final campaign with the Lady Griffins. Bailey Vilda, second free throw on the way. It's up. This one bounces off and doesn't go, and Brooklyn Behrens comes away with a rebound for the Eagles. Outlet pass down court. Buckmeyer had it tipped away. Here's Weirs with a breakaway. With her is Pelican. Up off, no good. Weirs goes to the floor, wanted a foul. Now the ball went out of bounds, and it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Miley Weirs not happy with the official. She thought Pelican got her. It looked to me like Pelican backed off as she went in there for the layup.
Might have tangled her legs up when she jumped behind her a little bit.
Cody Weiss on the dribble across the timeline. Gets it to Pelican on the near side. Skip pass across court. Weiss into Ottoman. Free throw line. Left side baseline. Behrens back to Ottoman. Ottoman goes up with a shot. Whistle on a foul. Probably on Bilda here, John. Ottoman's going to be at the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots.
It is Bailey Vilda. Her second foul of the ball game. And again, first foul of the second quarter. On Del Rodell.
Taryn Ottoman shooting 2 from the charity stripe. The first one is up and good. Johnson Brock as a team have now made 4 out of 8, that is, from the free throw line.
Keep going, that's 5 out of 9.
Yeah, Ottoman's second shot is up and got it to drop. She's made a boat. Taryn now with 4 points. She averages 19 per game. She has 4 so far. 7 minutes to play here in the first half, second quarter. Johnson Brock on top, 12-4, leading the Del Rodell Griffins. Miley Weirs with the basketball, guarded by Daly. Pelican out on the right elbow into the corner to Bailey Vilda. Baseline right side, Vilda brings it back up to Hayek. Hayek lobs to Vilda inside the paint, trying to move toward the basket, looking for the shot. Ball deflected away from Beekman, and coming up with the loose basketball is Buckmeyer. Weirs trying to take it away from Buckmeyer. Bounce pass to Ottoman to the left side. Open look. Pelican 3 off, no good. Chloe Weiss chases it down in the corner. It ends up landing on the floor mat in the doorway. The ball touched last by Weiss, and it'll be Dylan Rodell's basketball.
I'm so glad I'm up here where it's safe.
Yeah. Aiden McKinney back into the lineup now. McKinney checks in to replace Berkeley Beekman. So McKinney on the floor once again. 6:25 to play first half. 12-4, Johnson Brock on top if you're just joining us. Lady Griffins with the ball. Oh, here's a pass that goes wide to the mark. Haley Miller was looking for her teammate over on the left side just as she let go of the ball. Aiden McKinney made a break for the bucket, and it went into the stands. Here comes Johnson Brock's Chloe Weiss up court with it. Finds Daly Pelican. Buckmeyer inside the paint. Ottoman shot is up. No, but a whistle and a foul. We're going to put Ottoman back to the line once again to shoot two shots.
Foul this time goes on Haley Miller, her first, and now that's going to be team foul number two of the quarter.
Taryn Ottoman, 2 out of 2 so far this afternoon from the line. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up and off. No good. Ottoman has 4 points, and now 2 out of 3 from the charity stripe. Second shot coming for Taryn Ottoman, the senior. Shot is on the way up. In and out of there. Missed them both, but the rebound to Behrens. Brooklyn Behrens, follow shot up. Can't get it. Tipped out by Ottoman. The ball comes over into the hands of Coach John Moore. Touched last by the Lady Griffin, so it'll be Eagles basketball. Going to have a timeout on the floor with 6:01 to play in the first half. 12-4, Johnson Brock on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for. We're glad to answer questions, full service guarantee. Farm and City Supply is where you'll find it. Farm and City Supply is country popping through and through. We take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3.
Final action of the Pioneer Conference Tournament coming your way on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network. Try our new MSC Radio app. Just 2 clicks away from live coverage on your cell phone. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Behrens in the corner left side. Back up to Daly Pelican. Top of the key between the rings. They find Chloe Weiss around the corner right side. That's Buckmeyer with the basketball. Looking inside for Ottoman on the baseline left side of the basket. Buckmeyer for three from the right elbow. Short off the front of the rim. The rebound comes down and cleared out into the basket by Berkeley Beekman. Beekman's pass deflected away. Knocked out of bounds off of Johnson Brock. And it'll be the Griffin's ball.
No 3-point bucket yet in this game. It went in.
5:39 to go, first half. 12-4. Johnson Brock up by 8. Miley Weirs comes across the timeline with a pass to the left side to Beekman. Beekman goes to Dewis. Dewis almost lost a handle on it. Lost the dribble. Goes inside the paint. Back to the top of the key it comes. Around out to Hayek. Hayek now comes to Weirs. Out on Weirs is Daly Pelican trying to make a move toward the basket. Bounce pass underneath was loose for a minute. Dewis came up with a loose basketball. Now Miley Weirs with an NBA three. Top of the key, no. And the rebound comes away to Pelican. Down court, Chloe Weiss. Pelican across the timeline. Sets the offense. Pelican to the left side. Finds Buckmeyer. Down in the corner. Left side of the basket. Brooklyn Buckmeyer in the paint. Chloe Weiss. Turnaround shot up. She's knocked to the floor. No whistle. Ball rebound is brought down by Beekman down court, fast break. Dewis lays it off the glass, up and good. Ashley Dewis got the feed there from Miley Weirs and the lay-in off the glass. It's a 12-6 ball game with 4:35 to play here in the first half. Buckmeyer looking inside, nice steal inside the paint. Coming up with it for the Griffins, Miley Weirs will dribble it down court. Great defensive effort down on the other end that time by Aiden McKinney to get that ball back for her teammates. Dewis is shot blocked by Buckmeyer, but the loose basketball grabbed up and fed back to Dewis. Now Pelican dives in after it, and we'll have a jump ball called. Possession arrow will favor Johnson Brock. Eagles will get the ball back with 4:15 to play in the first half. 12-6, Johnson Brock on top. This is the first of 4 games we have for you this afternoon. Timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Pioneer Conference Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to the Roe Activity Center on the campus of Sacred Heart High School in Falls City. I'm Randy Catula, seated alongside John Nixon. We hope you're settled in for a lot of basketball this afternoon and this evening. Back to live action. Here comes Johnson Brock across the timeline. Pelican picks up her dribble, now needs help. Buckmeyer comes to get the ball. They give it to Ottoman. Ottoman looks to the corner left side, almost has it taken away from her there by Hayek. Now Buckmeyer with the ball in the corner on the left side of the basket. Gives it out, open look, Ottoman, long three, up and good. Jaren Ottoman will pull up and hit that one on you, John. She's the big girl playing inside, but you don't want to leave her standing alone out there outside the three-point arc because she'll nail it. Here comes the Lady Griffins off the glass shot. McKinney up, follow shot, put back up and good by Berkeley Beekman. Beekman's second bucket. She's got 4 points, and it's 15-8. The lead is 7. In the corner is Buckmeyer left side. She had an open look, didn't take the shot. Brings it back between the rings, top of the circle, around the outside perimeter to Chloe Weiss. Now Behrens feeds it underneath to Ottoman. Now Behrens penetrates in the paint. The little floater up and off, no good. Behrens tipped the ball out, saved it from going out of bounds, gets it into Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer being tied up by Weirs. And the jump ball is called possession arrow, goes to the Griffins.
Well, the two teams are scrapping pretty hard here into the game for Johnson Brock. Once again, Kinley Weiss, the 5'4 freshman. She'll check in there, coming out of the game for the moment. Brooklyn Buckmeyer with two fouls.
Now, there's no lack of effort by either team here. They're getting after it, John. Full throttle, both directions, into forecourt. This is Beekman with the ball to the near side. Where's another long three that's short off the front of the rim? Chased down by Pelican. Pelican gets it into forecourt to Chloe Weiss. She gives it over to little sister Kinley Weiss on the left elbow. Back up top it comes to Chloe. Between the rings, Chloe on the dribble across court pass. Pelican, right elbow. Pelican feeds to the corner. Behrens, deep baseline right side. Now Chloe Weiss at the top of the free throw circle. Left wing, Kinley Weiss passed up the shot. Back to Chloe. Kinley again takes a look. Oh, Kinley with a nice bounce pass into Ottoman, but they collapse on her quickly. Ottoman has the ball taken away and stolen. Other direction comes Jayden Hayek. Hayek down court, almost had it taken away, and now she'll get called for carrying the basketball. And John, you got to credit Kinley Weiss for that possession because Kinley was down there harassing her as she came across the timeline, and the result is a turnover. Johnson Brock gets the ball back. Chloe Weiss across court pass to Kinley Weiss into forecourt on the attack off the left side. Oh, the pass from Pelican was looking for Chloe Weiss across court, and you don't see that very often. Ball well overthrown and goes out of bounds, and that'll be enough to bring Casey Kniffelmeyer off the bench. Casey and now replacing Pelican. Daly Pelican will take a break. Casey Kniffelmeyer, another one of the freshmen in there playing a lot now alongside Kinley Weiss. So Weiss and Kniffelmeyer, both freshmen out at the guard positions at the top of the key. Miley Weirs with the ball left wing, feeds it inside, driving lay-in up, got the basket. It's going to count for Beekman and a whistle and a foul. She'll have the and one coming.
Foul on Brooklyn Behrens, her first. Second foul of the quarter on Johnson Brock as the team.
At the free throw line, Berkeley Beekman with a chance for a three-point play. Shot is up and good, and Beekman has come off the bench right now to lead Del Rodell with 7 points. It's of note that Miley Weirs has not scored yet in the ballgame. She is our leading scorer. She may change that here. Weirs with a steal. Fast break down court. Beats it ahead to her teammate. Into the corner. Weirs for three. Left side. In and out. No good. Rims around. Battle for the rebound. Dewis has it. Ottoman reached in and tied her up. And the possession arrow goes to Johnson Brock.
Really impressive. Dewis is the tallest player on the floor at 5'2". She and then Chloe Weiss for Johnson Brock. They do a lot of work inside. They're the two smallest players for each team.
Pretty scrappy getting after that basketball. Kniffelmeyer on the dribble to the left side. Into the corner. Shot is up off the glass. Won't go for Kniffelmeyer. That's Casey in there, the freshman.
And the ball got away out of bounds, but I think it's going to stay with Johnson Brock. The Eagles will have it.
Dewis went after and tried to slap it back into a teammate, and the ball went out on the baseline. The
officials are discussing this possession here. One of the shot clocks is what they're talking about. We get a new shot clock here. 1:21 to play in the first half, 15-11. Just a four-point lead for Johnson Brock. Lady Eagles not really setting the world on fire here thus far. Lob pass comes into Behrens all the way across court to the near side. Top of the key, Kniffelmeyer around the horn right side. Chloe Weiss dribbles in, feeds to Behrens. Behrens' shot is up off, got a rebound, follow shot, it won't go. Behrens got a rebound again, wants to go up with a shot. Tied up and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow go to the Griffins. John, you've got a four-point ball game here, 15-11. Johnson Brock on top, and Miley Weirs, who averages 23 points a ball game, has not scored in the first half.
See what happens here. She averages better than 20 a game.
She's made 62 three-pointers this season already, so she's not afraid to pop the three here as she's hit 62 of them. Down to 54 seconds to go. At the free throw line, Aiden McKinney. Here's Weirs for that long three. Got it! We were talking about that. And Miley Weirs must have overheard us. She nailed the three from the right wing. Her first 3 points of the ball game. Here's Ottoman with a bounce pass to Chloe Weiss. Weiss with a floater in the paint. Got knocked to the floor. Rebound, follow shot, Weiss. Still won't go. Rebound, follow shot, Behrens. Still won't go. Whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Brooklyn Behrens to the free throw line. Hayek. Called for the personal.
Jaden will pick up her second foul.
Brooklyn Behrens has made 2 out of 4 from the line this afternoon. Here shooting 2. The first one is up and good. She now has 5 points. That puts Johnson Brock.
Yes. That's right.
Okay.
That's right. So that ended that point in that free throw. Just ended an 8-0 run for Bill Rodell.
All right. Second shot is on the way for Behrens. It's up. This one is off. No good. We're swatching around and comes up with the loose basketball. Down court. She takes it all the way into the paint, then clears it back out to the right elbow. 20 seconds to go. Bounce pass to Dewis in the paint. Dewis goes up with a shot. Blocked by Behrens. Dewis will be at the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots.
Brooklyn's going to pick up her second foul of the ball game. That will be 3 fouls this quarter on Johnson Brock.
17 seconds to go here in the first half. Dewis's first free throw is up, and it is off. No good. Ashley Dewis, 0-for-1 from the line tonight, has 4 points. It's a 2-point Johnson Brock lead here in the semifinals of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Johnson Brock came in here 18-1 and only up by 2. Second free throw is up, and it's off, but the rebound comes down to Behrens. Now Johnson Brock a chance to play for a final shot here. 12 seconds to go in the first half. They're putting pressure on Chloe Weiss in backcourt. Bounce pass right side in underneath Behrens in the paint. Behrens turn around, shot up, in and out, no good. Ottoman rebound, try for follow shot, can't get it. Rebound Weirs, and there's the buzzer. At the end of the first half, the Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Dillard Odell Lady Griffins. Our halftime score, Johnson Brock 16 and Dillard Odell 14. Right now, we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout. Then we'll come back and take a look at the first half scoring after this 2-minute break. You're listening to live coverage of the Pioneer Conference Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, Fast Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, Fast Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student athletes, Fast Global Solutions is committed to excellence and providing winning solutions to our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Global presence with small-town spirit.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Roe Activity Center in Falls City. Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you. Semi-final action of the Pioneer Conference Tournament coming your way. This is the first of four big games that we have for you this afternoon and this evening. Time now to take a look at the first half scoring.
For the Griffins of Jill Rodell, they are led in the first half by Berkeley Beekman off the bench. She's got 7 points. Ashley Dewis has 4 and 3 for Miley Weirs. The Griffins, 1 out of 5 at the free throw line, all coming in quarter number 2. They have Jaden Hayek, Bailey Velda, and Aiden McKinney, all with 2 fouls apiece in the first half. For Johnson Brock, in the first half of the ball game, leading the scoring, Taryn Ottman with 7 points. She has the only made 3-point bucket in the contest so far. 5 for Brooklyn Behrens. Hey, Eric! We've got 3 for Chloe Weiss in the ball game, and 1 for Daly Pelican in the contest. Interesting, that second quarter, Brooklyn Behrens had 6 rebounds in that second quarter. Daly Pelican and Taryn Ottman each have 5 for Johnson Brock. Brooklyn Behrens and Brooklyn and Buckmeyer each with 2 fouls for the Eagles in the first half. They go 7 out of 14 at the free throw line in the first half of today's semifinal of the Pioneer Conference Tournament here at Ball City. 16-14, the Eagles with the lead over Del Rodell here at halftime. Semifinal game number 1 of 4 today on Sunny 101.3. Right now, we'll take a 2-minute break. Then we'll find out the weather today is a lot nice. We'll see if Kirk can keep it that way. If it's not, it's Kirk Tillman's fault. We'll hear from one of our sponsors back with second half action coming up in just a few minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Flu season is here, but did you know that getting vaccinated can make a huge difference? Each year, flu vaccines prevent millions of illnesses and flu-related doctor's visits. By getting vaccinated, you're not only protecting yourself, but also helping to reduce the spread of the virus to those around you. It's a simple step that can significantly reduce your risk of severe illness and keep you healthier throughout flu season. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about the benefits of flu vaccines. JCHOSP.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASB-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, weather.
I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your weather for the tri-state area. As we head into tonight, we're going to be just above average low temperatures for this time of year, and as we head through the week towards the weekend, looks like tomorrow will be a nice day with highs back in the low 40s. As we head into Friday night and into the weekend, it looks like the chance for snow showers returns. Average highs around this time of year, 39 degrees, and our average lows around 17 degrees. For tonight, we're looking clear, low around 22, with east-northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. By Friday, we'll see lots of sunshine, high near 42, afternoon winds out of the east at 5 to 15, and gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Friday night, a slight chance of freezing drizzle under cloudy skies, with a low around 29, east winds at 5 to 10. Saturday, a slight chance of snow showers returns, under partly sunny skies, with a high near 40 degrees, north winds at 5 to 15. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff too.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to the Row Activity Center in Falls City. It's halftime in the Johnson Brock Diller Odell girls semifinal, first game of the day here on Sunny 101.3. The winner moves on to play Saturday in the championship. Loser goes for third place coming up on Saturday here at the rack. Coming up here, we will have the ball going to Diller Odell, or Johnson Brock, for this second half. Bailey Pelican will inbound to midcourt for the Eagles. Goes backcourt, Chloe Vine.
Eagles ball, the start of the third
up the floor with the game. The ball, here comes high post to Behrens. Now over on the right side, get it away to Buckmeyer. Over, it goes left side. Ottoman back to Pelican, and now to the near side, Buckmeyer. Three-pointer for the Eagles. Up and good for Daly Pelican. Her first field goal of the ball game. 19-14. The lead is back up to 5, 19-14. At the other end, Ashley Dewis goes to the inside with the basketball to Vilda. Vilda goes to the outside, the high line, and now they swing it around again. Vilda inside, taken away by Buckmeyer on the move. Push the ball ahead. And a nice little pass across the floor from Behrens to Ottoman. Up and good. She got 9 and a beautiful assist for Behrens.
Ottoman might have got an extra step in there, John.
I don't count as much anymore. Here the ball tipped away. Out of bounds. It'll stay on the Griffin end.
You get the feeling Johnson Brock has maybe turned the defense up a notch here just in this first minute. Seems to be a little more pressing.
Pushing the ball out a little farther here. Move the ball down to the left side corner to Hayek. Gets the ball away. Now Weirs. Weirs looking. Double team. Gets it back down in the corner again. Hayek dribbles in to Dewis. Free throw line. Takes a step. Her shot rejected. Loose ball. It's going going to be a held ball, I think, eventually. No timeout called by Coach John Moore to keep possession of it. His team down to 7. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of local sports. We're a wealth navigation group with Thrivent, and we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others. Faith is what fuels us. If it fuels you too, let's talk. You can reach us for our Fall City or Auburn locations at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Weirs inbound to the baseline for Dylan Rodell. 2 on the shot clock. Throw it up. 3 up. No good. The horn sounds or hit the rim, so the shot clock violation didn't matter. Out to Pelican. Fake the 3. Gives it up. And Buckmeyer for 3. It won't go on the right side. Rebound grabbed up by Vilda. Gives it away to Weirs. It should be fouled from behind.
Bully Vice is going to get called for the personal. On Corey, that's her first foul and team foul number 1 of the quarter.
6:19 to go in the third quarter. Up the front court, Miley Weirs, a senior for Dylan Rodell. Hands the ball across the floor now to McKinney. Now back, Dewis with it. Dewis holds it. Now drives in, gets caught, stopped, throws it back out top to Hayek. Hayek will get it. Check with our engineer, Kurt Killen. We've got an echo coming for us, Kurt, here for some reason. Here's a steal by Pelican. Pelican fighting it all the way up the floor with Hayek. Now the ball's loose again. Hayek knocks it loose. Pelican trips over, and up the floor we go the other way. Dylan Rodell with the ball to McKinney, and a whistle.
That foul's going to be called on Ashley Dewis. On Dewis, that is her second personal and the first team foul of the period on the Lady Griffins.
Inbounding? No, that's not right. Foul's going to go Randy on Buckmeyer, her third.
Okay.
So it's Dylan Rodell ball, and they throw it away. Stolen. Vice on the run. 2-on-1. Gets bumped. It's up. It's down. And a foul. Bucket is good. And a foul on Dylan Rodell.
Dylan Rodell is called Jana Hayek. Picks up the personal. So that last one went on Buckmeyer?
Yes. Her third.
That's 3 for her. Okay.
Bias at the line. It's on the way up. It's good. Chloe's now got 6 points. And now we got the biggest lead of the ball game for Johnson Brock at 10. 24-14, 5.5 to play, third quarter. Takes the ball to the front court. Inside Weirs. Turnaround jumper up off the rim. No good. Rebound. Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman will bring it up. Gets tripped by Weirs. Hits the deck. Ahead to Bias. Now down the lane, kick it out, Vice for 3 from the left elbow, up new, rebound, grabbed up by Dylan Dell, and they give it to Weirs, and we're on the run the other way. 3-on-2, Weirs all the way in with the left hand, can't get her to go, and a rebound to Barron. And another whistle behind
that
the
was play. A frustration foul there on the part of Miley Weirs after missing the layup. Miley reached in, and she has a tendency to do that. She'll get a little bit frustrated, and that's what happened there, picked up the foul.
4:59 to go, third quarter, a 10-point Lady Eagle lead. Chloe Vice throws the head, and Barron's down the lane, splits defenders. Block taken away by the Griffins. Ahead to Weirs, left side of the floor on the sideline. Moves to the middle, throws underneath, and it's stolen by Ottoman. Keeps the dribble alive, ahead to Vice. 3-on-1, she pulls up, she walks. Maybe twice.
Got called for a jump ball there. Held ball, possession arrow will go to the Griffins. 4:35 to play here in the third period. Johnson Brock up by 10, 24-14. They led by 2 at halftime. They're on an 8-0 run to start this third period.
I've checked, make sure there's plenty of ice for the girls after the game. Physical battle there. Up the floor with it. Weirs to the high post. Throw it into the middle. Trying to get it to McKinney. Knocked away. Ottoman ahead to Vice and a bounce pass ahead to Barron. And it's taken away by the Griffins. Weirs on the run. 3-on-4. Doesn't slow up. Keeps going out of the sideline. Throws it over to Dewis on the left side. Inside McKinney. Spins around. Passes the ball off. Shot up. No good by Haley Miller. Rebound to Vice. She runs past the defense. Up the floor, 4-on-3. Vice lost it, got it back. Ottoman, right side, in the middle to Vice, and they'll reset the offense. Bice, the right corner. Ottoman will fire the long one on the rim up. It bounces off the rim and goes up on the top of the backboard and out of bounds.
Here's Berkeley Beekman back into the lineup now for Diller Odell. Beekman in the replace Aiden McKinney, who will set down.
Up and down the court game here so far in his third quarter. Up the floor, here comes Miley Weirs. Front court with it. Now off to Miller. Miller looks, had it knocked off. That's as wide of a foul as we've seen all day right there.
Yes, it is. That foul is going to be on Chloe Weiss. On Weiss, her second personal, team foul number three. Kurt Kilman, just a little housekeeping note there. We are getting a little bit of a feedback to us, an echo coming our way there, Kurt.
Here's a pass stolen by Pelican. He throws it cross court. It's saved in, and controlling it would be Chloe Weiss. Get out of the stands.
Jumped through the bench and into the stands.
Brooklyn Buckhunter up in the stands. Now here's a drive by Pelican. It won't go, and the rebound brought down by Vilda. Vilda to Weirs to the front court. She can. Keeps moving, stops, lobs the ball inside, pass it back out, and there, again.
John, after taking a 10-point lead, 24-14, I've been counting, Johnson Brock has made five trips down the floor and came away empty-handed on their last five possessions.
Well, we'll see what they get done here. We're still looking for our first points of the half.
Kinley Weiss back in the lineup now for Johnson Brock, replacing Brooklyn Behrens.
Miller with it to Weirs to Dewis out top. They'll swing it around. Handing the ball away to Beekman. Now cross-court pass, stolen again. Pelican ahead to Kinley Weiss. Her shot is blocked and went up and over the backboard. Now they're going to say it. Oh, no, that shot was blocked, wasn't it, Randy? Apparently not.
It appears that Weirs tipped that ball and made it go over the backboard, but Coach Jeff Ottoman saw it that way.
Well, I thought I did, too, but I'm never sure.
Jaden Hayek into the lineup now. Hayek in replacing Haley Miller for the Griffins.
If it wasn't tipped, that's as far as she's ever missed a layup.
That's six possessions now in a row. They've come away empty-handed.
All right. Weirs to the front court. Off to Dewis on the left side. Skip it across to Daly Pelican of the Eagles. Another. That's at least three steals in the last four possessions for Pelican.
But they haven't been able to capitalize on them.
Right side, Bice fakes the three, drives in, bounces in the middle to Ottoman. It's up, it's in, it's out. Rebound to the Griffins. Weirs behind the back with the dribble up the floor now. Trying to get their first points of this third quarter here. Give the ball up for Beekman. Out on the left side, elbow for three. It's up, it's no good. Rebound, Ottoman again. Ottoman with the rebound. Ahead to Pelican. To Ottoman, right side with it. Kinley Weiss to Chloe, back to Kinley. Thought about it, didn't. Chloe, right side again on the wing. Back to Kinley with 19 on the shot clock. Skip it to the corner. In there, Buckmeyer goes into Ottoman, and a whistle and a foul as she tries to set up underneath.
Foul's going to be on Bailey Vilda. On Vilda, that is her third personal and team foul number three of the quarter.
Ottoman at the line, two out of four, has 9 points in the ball game. Sets, fires, in and out, no good. Wow. They do something to the buckets here at halftime I didn't see.
Johnson or Dillardell has not scored, and we've played more than 6 minutes of this period.
Free throw up and front edge won't go. And a foul on the rebound. That's going to be on Kinley Weiss.
As Kinley picks up her first personal, team foul number four on Johnson Brock.
Back in for Johnson Brock. Brooklyn Behrens in there for Kinley Weiss. Now it will be Weirs to work it up the floor through the circle of midcourt. Round one defender, free throw line, passes it off there for McKinley. And her pass out, stolen away by Brooklyn Behrens. Brooklyn over to Pelican. Holds up, waits, looks down low. Now keeps the ball over to Ottoman. A lot of contact, drives in, lost it, got it back. Back to Pelican, over to Chloe Weiss, swinging to the right side for Buckmeyer. Inside it goes, and Brooklyn Behrens is not afraid to get in there and mix it up in the middle.
Foul is going to be on Berkeley Beekman. At Beekman's first personal, team foul number four on the Griffins. 1:19 to go here in the third quarter. A 10-point lead for Johnson Brock, 24-14.
Chloe Weiss in, missed her pass in there to Barron, but it went high enough that it goes all the way out. Now Ottoman's got it. She's tied up, gets the ball away, and it heads out the door.
John, despite having a 10-point lead, this has not been a good quarter of basketball for Johnson Brock. Numerous trips down there. That's seven trips down the floor without scoring.
Well, they do have eight more than Dillardell this quarter. And a 10-point lead. Here's Pelican knocking the ball away out of bounds from Berkeley Beekman on the sideline. Dewis will inbound it. Gets it into Weirs. Started there by the sophomore Pelican. Dewis in the paint. Kicks the ball back out top to Hayek and over to the left side. Three ball up and down for Beekman. He's got 10 in the ball game.
Berkeley Beekman.
24-17. To the front, we've got a whistle. We've got a foul on the Griffin.
Foul's going to be on Ashley Dewis. That is the fifth team foul. And we'll go to the line and shoot here.
That's two on Dewis. Free throw up, off the mark, no good for Brooklyn Barons. Brooklyn's made three free throws the ball game so far. Looking for number four here. It's up and good. That gives her 6 points on the night. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter, 25-17 Eagle lead. Dewis, left side wing, knocked away, stolen by Chloe Weiss, but she can lost control of it. It's picked up by Aiden McKinney, who throws it up and in, and it's 25-19. The lead is six. Cross-court pass, Chloe Weiss with it, 21 on the clock. Loading up for three, firing short, no good as Pelican. Long rebound comes out. Weiss picks it up, 13 on the clock to go in the quarter. Over to Pelican, and a late foul going to be called on Hayek, enemy number four.
We'll be shooting these, John. We're past the five team fouls. They're going to put Daly Pelican at the line. Daly is one out of two from the line so far tonight, has 4 points.
Pelican ready. Eyes the bucket. It's on the way up, and good. Two out of three at the line. Half a bucket full of steals in the game.
Madison Roseball into the lineup here with 10 seconds to go in the quarter.
Second one on the way up and off the back. No good. Rebound. Foul on the Eagles.
Foul's on Brooklyn Barron.
Barron.
Her third personal foul.
Brooklyn, okay. Number three. And we're going to walk the other and shoot two more free throws. So at the line now, Diller Odell.
Ponytail.
Good luck. Is that Beekman?
I believe it is.
Free throw up again. Yes, it is. I see it. Okay. Beekman's now got 11.
Berkeley Beekman.
She leads all scorers in the ball game.
Came off the bench. She was not a starter tonight.
Second one on the way up. And it won't go. Rebound to Ottoman. Ottoman ahead to Pelican. Five on the clock. Leave it for Ottoman. Long three. Up and off. No good. And that ends the third quarter.
That's
to Johnson Brock Eagles 26, Daryl Dell Griffin's 20. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa, that's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show.
Yep, get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90, no trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
A1 Cellular in Auburn is your U.S. Cellular dealer, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Stop by A1 Cellular today.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
The this is Sunny 101.3 KLZA, Fall City and Johnson. John Nix, Randy Gatula with you here courtside. Kirk Gilman running the show back at the studio. We've got a six-point lead for Johnson Brock. And Randy's got fourth quarter action for you. It'll be the Lady Eagles with the first possession. They inbound the ball, get it into Chloe Weiss. She's picked up at midcourt across the timeline. Now pressuring defense here by Dill Rodell. They're coming out in the face of the Johnson Brock girls. Barron's nearly lost it, gets it to Buckmeyer in the corner, underneath Ottoman, baseline left side, back to the top of the key, Pelican. Now Ottoman tries to go around the defender, McKinney gets it under the basket, can't get it there, feeds to Barron's in traffic. Barron's will be tied up, jump ball, possession arrow, goes to the Griffins.
Think
back through this ball game, we're talking about Johnson Brock's offensive being off. How many passes have they thrown that have been the girls have had to jump for and go up and get today?
Yeah, they must assume their teammates are taller than they are. Here comes Dill Rodell into forecourt now on the attack with the basketball. Ashley Dewis. Dewis feeds it inside in traffic to Roseball. Roseball finds Weirs. Miley Weirs working one-on-one with Chloe Weiss. Tries to get free for that step-back three-pointer. Can't get it. Barron's comes out and chases her clear out to the midcourt line. Around the horn to the left wing it comes. That's Roseball. Here's a 12-foot jump shot left side up off no good. With the rebound is Ottoman. Ottoman gives up to Chloe Weiss, and let's see if the Eagles can find some offense here. They've made a lot of trips down the floor. Here's a long three from the corner up and off. No good by Ottoman. Rebound Barron's tied up. Possession arrow stays with Johnson Brock. Bailey Bilda back off the bench now for the Lady Griffins. Bilda checks in. Bailey will replace Madison Roseball. 6:50 to go in the ball game. Johnson Brock up by 6, 26-20. Lady Eagles with the ball under their own basket to the top of the key. Daly Pelican inside the paint. There's Barron's moving toward the basket. She'll be fouled, and Brooklyn has a way of drawing that foul when she moves to the bucket.
Aiden McKinney picks up her third. She got two back in the first quarter, so I think the whole second quarter. That's her third of the game.
Brooklyn Barron's at the free throw line. She has made 4 of 8, I believe. This one is up and off, no good. She's now 4 out of 9. She'll have another shot coming here. Brooklyn Barrett's shot is up. This one is off, no good. And the rebound comes down to the Griffins. Aiden McKinney comes out with the ball, gets it to Miley Weirs. Miley Weirs trying to get open. They're staying right in her face. McKinney had it knocked away up to Dewis. Now Weirs between the rings, top of the circle. Left side, Dewis floating. Layup, good. Ashley Dewis has 6 points. And it's a four-point basketball game, 26-22. Johnson Brock looking for their 19th win in a row. They are 18-1. And they're being pushed to the limit here tonight by the Griffins. Here's a driving lay-in up and good. Chloe Weiss somehow went between two defenders and found the lane. She's got 5. And the lead is back to 6, 28-22. Ball nearly knocked away. Underneath the basket, shot is up. There's Ottoman with the rebound. Ottoman being harassed there momentarily by Bilda, got away from her. Ottoman into forecourt to Chloe Weiss on the right elbow. Weiss takes a couple of dribbles, picks up the dribble, bounce pass Buckmeyer, right corner. Up top to Weiss again. It comes around the horn. Ottoman, left side corner. In the paint. There's Barron's moving to the basket. A lot of action. Long shot is up. Buckmeyer off, no good. Saved by Pelican. Great job by the sophomore. Daly went and chased that one down, put it into her teammate. Here's Ottoman for three from the corner. Got it! Taryn Ottoman hits the three from down in the corner on the left side, but it all goes back to that tremendous save by Daly Pelican in the corner. Here's a steal again by Pelican. Pelican break away for the lay-in, but they foul her on the floor before she can put the shot up.
Dewis, we called her third foul, second foul of the fourth quarter.
All of a sudden, Daly Pelican kind of comes to life. We've got a timeout taken by the Griffins. 5:15 to play in the ballgame. It's a 9-point Johnson Brock lead. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to live coverage of the Pioneer Conference Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to the Rowe Activity Center, 3122 Johnson Brock with the lead. John, you were discussing Chloe Weiss's scoring there. Run that for me here on the air. What do you got?
I've got 8. She's 3 in the first quarter. She got a 3-point play in the third quarter and just got that layup for 2. For 8.
Okay, that works out.
And that's what the scoreboard up there says. I don't
that's what I've got, too. I just wasn't reading it right.
Oh, you really forgot how to read when you're on vacation. Okay.
Into the corner. Here's Pelican for 3 off the rim. Tipped around in the rebound to Chloe Weiss. Weiss with the basketball, a new shot clock, 35 seconds. No rush here. Up by 9. There's Buffmeyer driving lay-in. Can't get it. Ottoman gets the rebound, clears it out. Another new shot. That should be another new shot clock. That hit the rim. Up to the top of the key it went, to the right side. Here's Chloe Weiss for 3. Got it! Chloe Weiss hits the 3. And for Weiss, that's 11 points now in the ballgame. And it's 34-22. Johnson Brock has opened up their biggest lead of the ballgame, up by 12 with 4:43 to go in the contest. Miley Weirs for 3. Got it! Here comes Miley Weirs. You got to wonder when she's going to come alive. She's got 6 points now in the ballgame. In backcourt, Pelican. Weirs harasses her. Got the turnover. Weirs with the steal. Driving, laying up. Got it. Here comes Miley Weirs, John. She's got 8. Suddenly the lead that was 12 a moment ago is back down to 7. 34-27. Johnson Brock's basketball. Chloe Weiss is still in backcourt. Across to Pelican. Oh, they find Ottoman under the basket. Couldn't get it. Ottoman was all alone there. Couldn't get the shot to fall. Rebound comes out to Johnson Brock. Right side is Chloe Weiss down deep in the corner. Now takes the left-handed dribble out onto the left wing. Back to Buckmeyer. Deep baseline right side. In the paint. Turnaround. Barron's floating shot up and good. Brooklyn Barron's with a nice move to the bucket. For Barron's, that's 8 points now. And it's 36-27. Back up to a 9-point lead. Under 4 minutes to go. 3:43 to play in the ballgame. Dewis in traffic. Triple teamed in there. Goes into the corner with it. Trying to move in, turnaround shot, McKinney up and good. Aiden McKinney, her second bucket of the night. She's got 4. The lead is back to 7. Now Barron's gives up to Pelican. Into Barron's at the free throw line. Goes into traffic, puts a shot up. She'll be fouled. And, well, there's just not a lot you can do about Brooklyn Barron's when she makes that move to the bucket, John.
No, the foul on Dewis is going to be her. It's not going to be her third.
I think I've got that as her 4th.
I do, too.
That should be 4 on Dewis. They're having some question here between the two of them. I've got that as her 4th. Really? That's not right, guys. At the line is Barron.
Got 4 on the board now.
Yeah, there we go. Barron's free throw is up and off. No good. Boy, free throws could be making a big difference in this game if Johnson Brock was hitting them, John. Barron's has missed 3 in a row. The shot is up, and it is off also.
10 out of 25, the team right now.
Okay, free throws just are not dropping. 36-29, 7-point lead. Inside, McKinney, shot is up. Rebound, Vilda. Ball stolen away. Here comes a Pelican, feeds it across to Barron's. Barron's had it stripped away by Weirs, but the ball grabbed up loose by Chloe Weiss. Johnson Brock, ooh, there's a huge collision, and Pelican's going to get called for the offensive foul. She sent Ashley Dewis sprawling on the floor.
Coach Matt Rule might want to take a look at maybe Pelican and Barron. They've thrown some really nice shoulder blocks here in this fourth quarter.
Timeout taken on the floor with 2:59 to play in the contest. Johnson Brock up by 7. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
36-29, the Eagles lead. Look at the numbers here during the break. Johnson Brock right now is 10 out of 25 at the free throw line in the game. But, Randy, those free throws are winning the game for him because Bill Rodell's only 2 out of 7. They've got an 8-point advantage and a 7-point lead.
What a deal. 2:59 to go in this one. Dylan Rodell down by 7, still very much in this ballgame with Johnson Brock. Miley Weir, she's dangerous with the basketball across the timeline. To the left side to Beekman. Beekman top of the key, Hayek. Beekman goes into Bailey Vilda. Vilda tries to feed it to the right side. Driving lay-in up and good. Put in by Aiden McKinney. McKinney with 6 points. And it's 36-31. The lead is 5. Daly Pelican into forecourt. Picks up a dribble across court past Chloe Weiss. Weiss, bounce pass, baseline, left side, Taryn Ottoman. Back around the horn, top of the key. Oh, Pelican puts up a long three and hits it. Wow, what a time for that to come. Daly Pelican, her second three-pointer of the night. I believe she's got 8 now in the ballgame. 39-31. The lead is back to 8. In traffic on the left side, Bailey Vilda for 3. She got it from the corner. Bailey Vilda, her first bucket of the night, as she nails a 3 from the left side baseline. 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. 5-point contest. Behrens to Ottoman for 3 from the corner. It's off, no good, but there for the rebound is Brooklyn Buckmeyer. They got a new shot clock. Ball stolen by Weirs. Weirs down court. A blocking foul is going to be called on Chloe Weiss.
Chloe will pick up her third foul. That'll be the first foul of quarter number 4 on Johnson Brock.
I believe that's team foul number 2 there, John, I think.
Yeah, it is, right.
Yeah.
Missed one somewhere.
Into the ballgame now comes Ashley Dewis. Dewis in replacing Berkeley Beekman. Weirs with the basketball. Her team down by 5, less than 2 minutes to go. Baseline left side in the corner, Aiden McKinney. Dewis for a long 2 from the right side. This in and out. Buckmeyer fighting for the rebound. Vilda comes out with it. Stolen away by Pelican. Pelican's got Chloe Weiss down court. Weiss isn't going to try and take it in against Weirs one-on-one. Very wisely slows it up and brings it back up top to Taryn Ottoman. A cross-court pass. Comes to Pelican on the right wing. Now Ottoman between the rings, top of the circle. 20 seconds on the shot clock. 1:18 to go in the ballgame. It's a 5-point Johnson Brock lead. The Eagles slowing things down here a little bit. Lob pass to Ottoman, tipped away out of bounds. Tipping the ball out was Aiden McKinney. Shot clock down to 11. Game clock 1:10 to go. 70 seconds to play. Johnson Brock up by 5. Eagles to play it in with 11 on the shot clock. Lobbing into Ottoman in the corner. Up top to Behrens. Right side, Chloe Weiss. Left-handed dribble. Weiss, Buckmeyer. Open look, 3. Left side, it's short. Rebound. Dylan Rodell, Weirs with the basketball. 1 minute to play in the ballgame. Miley Weirs down court in a hurry. Her team down by 5 on the left wing. Hayek back up top to Weirs. Weirs is going to want to take the shot here, I'm sure. They go into Dewis. Now Dewis tries to move. Back out again to Hayek. Bounce pass right side. McKinney open look for 2. Off no good. Rebound. Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer will be fouled. And reaching in was Dewis trying to get to the wall.
Well, I've got her for 5.
I do too. That should be her 5th. And yes, it is. She will foul out of the ballgame. Dewis fouls out. She finishes the game tonight with 6 points. Be sure to stay tuned for our post-game wrap-up show. At the conclusion of this, we'll give you a complete rundown. Timeout taken on the floor with 41 seconds to go. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to the Pioneer Conference Tournament on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles already own 2 wins over Dylan Rodell earlier this season, both of them by substantial margins. This afternoon, the Lady Griffins have really given Johnson Brock a run for their money here. We're down under a minute to play in the ballgame, 41.7 seconds to be precise. Johnson Brock with a 5-point lead and possession of the basketball. Of course, we'll see full court pressure here now. From the Lady Griffins, Chloe Weiss will inbound it. Bounce pass into Pelican. Back to Weiss. Across court, Pelican gets it across the timeline. Into the corner, right side, Buckmeyer. No hurry to shoot the ball here. 25 on the shot clock, 32 on the game clock. 7-second differential between shot clock and game clock. Now a reach-in foul. They kind of took their time doing that, didn't they, John?
They did. Good, John Moore. They're going to tag a foul, whatever it takes. About finally got him. At the free throw line, Daley Pelican shooting two shots. The first free throw for Pelican is up and off, no good. Boy, the free throws just will not drop. This is going to be a horrendous free throw shooting day for the Lady Eagles. Clock down to 26 seconds to play. Pelican trying to make it a six-point lead. Shot is up, off, no good. The lead is five. Pelican missed them both. The rebound to Diller O'Dell. Here comes Miley Weirs to the left side. Bounce pass underneath. Oh, a shot is up and blocked by Buckmeyer, but they're going to call a foul, and they're going to send to the line Berkeley Beekman.
Brooklyn's fourth foul of the ball game. He foul number three.
Berkeley Beekman at the line. She is one out of three from the line tonight. Has 10 points in the ball game. Here shooting two shots. The first one is on the way. It's up, it's off, no good. Or shooting. Now, wait a minute.
That was the second one.
Didn't she have two coming?
Two, missed them both.
Oh, okay.
Now
what are we doing now?
Foul on the rebound on Daley Pelican, I believe.
All right. She'll be back at the line. Here we go again for two. This one is all false. So she's missed three in a row here just now.
Yes.
All right. Second shot coming. 16 seconds to play in the ballgame. Shot on the way up. It is short. Rebound, Ottoman trying to hang on to it. Held ball is called possession arrow, Diller O'Dell. So, the Griffins will have the ball with 14.9 seconds to go, down by five. Miley Weirs will inbound it, up top to Hayek, around, almost tipped away by Pelican. Ball is loose, and oh, if that was going out of bounds, it would have belonged to Johnson Brock. Buckmeyer tried to save it and touched it last, so it's going to stay with the Griffins. 9.6 seconds to go, the lead is five. Miley Weirs wants to put up an off-balance three. It's off, no good. Rebound, Ottoman fights for it on the floor. A jump ball is called. Possession arrow this time favors Johnson Brock. But, John, the clock is down to 3 seconds.
Who's got the best arm on the team?
Yeah. Just need to throw the ball all the way down to this end of the court. Well, they'll get it into Ottoman, and time will expire. And there is your ball game. The Johnson Brock Eagles escape this afternoon with a 5-point, 39-34 win over the Diller O'Dell Lady Griffins. And that was a dandy ball game, ladies, one we enjoyed bringing your way this afternoon. Right now, we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout. Don't go away. We'll be back with the post-game wrap-up after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Nemaha County Hospital is hosting a life-saving blood drive on February 13th, and they need your help. You can reserve a time between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. by calling Carla at 402-274-6127. Every drop of blood donated goes directly towards helping those in need, from accident victims to patients undergoing critical treatments. Join us in this vital cause with Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time. Call 402-274-6127 to schedule your blood donation February 13th.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back. Here's the Roe Activity. Activity Center. The first game of the day complete in the girls' semifinal. Johnson Brock wins their 19th in a row, a 39-34 hard-fought win over Del Rodell's Griffins. Scoring the ball game for Del Rodell tonight, they're led by Berkeley Beekman off the bench with 11 points. Miley Weirs had 8, 6 apiece for Ashley Dewis and 8 McKinney, and 3 for Bailey Bilda. 2 out of 11 at the free throw line of the game for Del Rodell. For Johnson Brock, they're led by senior Taryn Autumn with a dozen points in the ball game. Classmate Chloe Weiss had 11. Then it was 8 each for Daly Pelican and Brooklyn Barons for Johnson Brock. Double figures and rebounding for Taryn Autumn in the ball game for the Eagles. They hit just 10 of 27 free throws in the game. But that was the key. They outscored the Del Rodell Griffins by 8 at the free throw line, 10-2. The two teams combined to go 12-38 at the free throw line in this afternoon's game. 39-34, the final. Del Rodell now in 12-7 on the year. Johnson Brock 19-1. The boys' first game of the day is coming up. It's Johnson Brock and the Southern Raiders. That'll be coming up next here on Sunny 101.3. They're warming up, and we'll be back here in about 10 minutes with the second half of our double of our quad header. Four games today coming your way on Sunny. Game number 2 coming your way in about 10 minutes on Sunny 101.3.